In this video, we will talk about how your spiritual journey may shape your microchurch calling. Microchurch planters are not machines delivering religious programs. They are embodied souls who have been formed through family, church, work, suffering, culture, testimony, repentance, and grace. Your story does not replace Scripture. Your story does not give you authority by itself, but your story may help you notice the people God is calling you to serve. Some planters carry a burden for young adults because someone discipled them when they were young. Some care deeply about recovery communities because Christ met them in addiction or family brokenness. Some are called to immigrants or refugees because they know what it feels like to be displaced. Some are drawn to rural villages, apartment complexes, workplace gatherings, digital communities, or neighborhood tables because they have lived those realities. Your journey can become a window of compassion, but it must also be submitted to Christ, Scripture, and wise oversight. A microchurch should not be built around unresolved pain, personal reaction, or the need to be important. It should be built around the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Word of God, prayer, discipleship, fellowship, care, and mission. This is where mentorship becomes very helpful. A mentor may ask, is this calling rooted in love or in reaction? Are you serving people or trying to prove something? Are you ready to lead, or do you first need more healing, training, and support? Those questions are not meant to shame you. They are meant to strengthen you. Paul's own story shaped his mission, but his ministry was also tested, trained, sent, and held accountable. Apollos was gifted and eloquent, but Priscilla and Aquila helped him understand the way of God more accurately. Timothy had sincere faith, but Paul urged him to keep growing in doctrine, character, and example. A common mistake is assuming that passion equals readiness. Passion matters, but readiness includes teachability, character, doctrine, boundaries, and spiritual maturity. So ask, what has God redeemed in my story? Who do I understand with unusual compassion? Where do I need more formation? Who can mentor me? What training will make me more faithful? Your story may help point you toward your mission field, but Christ must remain the center, Scripture must remain the guide, and accountability must remain part of the path.